West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. And first of all, allow me to correct an error I made in my broadcasts this past Monday relating to a new homestead exemption for residents within the Harrelson County Schools District. I misinterpreted and misreported that legislation approved last month could provide a homestead exemption in the amount of $8,000 of the assessed value of the homestead for residents who have annual incomes not exceeding $10,000 and who are 65 years of age or over. Now, those figures are actually part of the bill that was approved in 1999 and that the new legislation amends. House Bill 1140, approved in 2024, offers the option to increase the amount of the exemption and repeal a maximum income restriction, again for residents 65 years and older living within the Harrelson County Schools District Zone. HB 1140, which should be in effect for January 1st of 2025, increases the amount of the exemption from $8,000 to the full assessed value of the homestead and repeals the maximum income restriction. Well, Villarica Mayor and City Council on Tuesday seemed to be working to put the mayor's race of 2023 and the drama that followed and spilled over into the first quarter of 2024 behind them. Council unanimously voting on a resolution calling on City Manager Tom Barber to terminate former Mayor Gil McDougal from employment with the city effective no later than 12 noon Wednesday, April 3rd. The resolution further states that if Barber does not terminate McDougal from employment as directed, then the mayor or mayor pro tem shall notify McDougal and the Human Resources Department to process McDougal's termination immediately. Last night's 50-minute meeting also saw council members defending previous actions and their contributions to the drama that has seemingly disrupted and paralyzed the City of Gold for all of 2024. Mayor and council also discussed Barber's employment status. Council members who had previously supported Barber now calling for his termination. No vote was taken regarding the latter. Video and audio from last night's entire special called meeting is available via the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. And University of West Georgia this week announcing plans to offer high school students in Coweta County the opportunity to enroll at the University of West Georgia before even graduating high school. UWG's Go West Early is expanding south starting in fall of 2024. Students in Coweta can sign up for dual enrollment courses that count toward high school graduation and official college transcripts. That program is free, allowing students to save more than $18,000 in tuition, textbooks, and fees. Classes will be held at UWG Newton, and transportation will be provided to and from the area high schools. For additional information and to apply, visit the Coweta Go West Early website. In the News Talk 1330 WLBB Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.